Random House Audio presents Kill the Messenger by Tammy Hoag. Read for you by Scott Brick.
Chapter 1. L.A. traffic. Rush hour. Rush hour at 4 hours and counting. Every Angelino busting it to get home before the heavens opened up like a bursting bladder and the rains came in a gush. The city had been pressed down beneath the weight of an anvil sky all day. Endless, ominous twilight in the concrete canyons between the downtown skyscrapers, the air heavy with expectation. Legs pumping, fingers tight on the handlebars, fingertips numb, eyes on the gap between a Jag and a FedEx truck, quads burning, calves like rocks, the taste of exhaust, eyes dry and stinging behind a pair of swim goggles, a bag full of blueprints and cardboard cylinders riding his back. The two-way strapped to his thigh like a six-gun barked out bursts of static and the rock-crusted voice of Ida Fitzgerald, the base dispatcher. He didn't know her real name. They called her Ida, ETA, because that was what they heard out of her all day, every day. EDA, EDA 16, base to Jace, EDA, what's your 20, honey? He had 3 minutes to make it to the developer's office on the 17th floor of a building still blocks away. The guard at the front desk was a jerk. He locked the doors at 6 on the dot and had no sympathy for anyone standing on the street trying to get in. The guy would have turned his back on his own mother, if he had one, which Jace doubted. He looked like something that had sprouted up out of the ground. A human toadstool. Shift his weight to the right. Cut around the Jag. He caught the blast of its horn as he ran on his pedals to put a few inches between his...